Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Mark Davis. And Mark, coming off a big win at Table Rock.
Yeah, had a lot of fun up there.
Well, you were caught. You were the guy that consistently went through the week and really caught them. And you know, you're catching them on a crankbait, and there's not anybody that I know of that's any better with a crankbait in their hand.
Well, I like to throw a crankbait when the conditions get right. You know, that was a week that actually, Terry, I caught fish on lots of different lures, lots of different water depths, and had to really change and move each day to stay on top of the fish.
Now, fish probably just about ready to start to stage, start to move up and looking for some of those spawning areas, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think they are. I think the birds and the fish and everything is just waiting on springtime, and that was much the case up there. But we got a big rain the night before the first day of the tournament, and that really altered. It really changed everything during the course of that event.
Well, you know, you've won everything that you can possibly win at BASS. You've been the Angler of the Year, of course, a couple of times, and been the Bassmaster Classic champion. But this win had to be pretty neat for you.
It was good in the fact that I haven't won in a while, and I hadn't won Angler of the Year since 2001, and I got off to a slow start this year, and it was great to, you know, the new point system. You know, we're all kind of still weighing that thing up whether we like it or not. It's different, but I tell you, when you do finish in the top 5 or 6, you get a lot of extra points, and you catch up pretty quick. I noticed I jumped all the way from down the 80s. I'm all the way up to 12th place, so it's a little different.
Well, you got to like that in particular if you had that slow start as you mentioned. But you know, as the tournament progressed, you know, you talked about the different baits, and I know as a crankbait fisherman, what made you decide to kind of change and go with what you did?
Well, when the, you know, Table Rock being a clear water lake, we got the rain. The whole key that whole week up there was water color. The warm water, of course, the fresh runoff was the key. And then after that, you know, you have to remember that the clear water bass, just because you're on a clear water lake, it doesn't mean that you need to fish clear water, because those fish really like it when that water gets stained and muddy. And the first day of the tournament, this was probably the hardest thing. I think this is the hardest thing for any tournament angler to do, is to just completely abandon everything that you've done out there in practice for 3 days and start from scratch, you know, when the starting bell rings. Because you tend to want to have, you've got confidence in what you've been doing, and you know where fish have been, and your natural tendency is to want to go to those areas first. And actually, what I did when the tournament started, I completely abandoned everything I'd done those, you know, those 3 practice days, and started from scratch. I tied on a Strike King spinnerbait, and I started fishing runoff creeks. And the first one I went to, I know my amateur partner probably thought I was crazy, because I actually had to plow through about the size of a football field square, full of just logs and trash and leaves and, you know, all that stuff that had been washed down this creek. And I plowed back through all that junk and finally got in behind it and went to the back of that creek. And then we didn't catch a fish. And he was asking me, "Do you really think this will work?" And I said, "Yeah, it's going to work. We just have to find the right creek." I tell you, the second creek I went to, I did the same thing. I worked my way and had to plow my Peter boat all the way through probably 100 yards of that junk, floating debris. And we finally got behind it, and the water was a tad clearer. And I told him, I said, "This looks right." And the first cast, I caught a 3-pounder. And from that point on, that entire day, we caught bass after bass after bass on spinnerbaits. The best day of spinnerbait fishing I've had in many years.
You got to be excited about being able to do that. I mean, that's something that the professional angler probably does, you know, as a general rule. You know, like you said, you abandon everything. But when you come out there and you think about the weekend angler, he may or may not have done that.
That's true. That's absolutely right. There's, you know, I think there's a lesson there for everyone that, you know, when conditions change drastically, if you know what to do and you've got a good idea what you need to do, you need to go ahead and do it. And then once you make that decision, you know, follow your instincts or follow your prior knowledge of what fish have to have the will to go ahead and see it through. You can't just try it half-heartedly, like I did in that one creek, and didn't catch a fish. A lot of guys will just give up. Well, that didn't work. Go back to doing what you were doing maybe the day before. But you have to go on and make it work. You have to go to several different creeks and potential areas until you get it working for you.
You know, Mark, you mentioned something that's kind of new to a lot of folks. You know, you mentioned the word Skeeter and Yamaha in there a little bit, and you've just changed boat companies. That's been big news.
Yeah, after so many years with Bass Cat, it was a big change for me, and it was a good change. I'm real pleased with Skeeter, and they're a great company, and I'm really proud to be a part of Team Skeeter now.
Well, I think you got to be now, in particular now after that big win at Table Rock, and now in 12th place, you got to be very excited. Now, you threw an antique crankbait the last day, and that had to be kind of a neat deal for you to catch those fish like you did the last day.
Yeah, you know, all those White River lakes are known for being lakes that they're good wiggle wart lakes, and whatever it is, and I'm a crankbait fisherman, but that particular lure, especially those older ones that were built back 20, 25 years ago, they've got a sound and I guess an action that those fish really do like up there. And my partner, I believe maybe the second day of the event, I believe it was, he was using one behind me, and you can tell when a guy's fishing behind you and he's catching fish, and he's catching them pretty well. You can just pick up, you can sense that lure, there's something about either what he's doing with it or the lure itself is, there's a difference there. And late on the third day of the tournament, I picked up a wiggle wart, and I caught a really key fish, about a 5-pound fish on it. It seemed to be the right lure depth-wise and everything for that particular area. When I returned that third morning, I still had that same lure tied on, and I caught a limit on it pretty quick.
Well, that's fun when you have that happen. That's kind of like teamwork, you know. You got that co-angler, maybe helps you out a little bit, but it takes the pro to be able to kind of figure out what makes it different and where you have to throw it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, my amateur partner I had on the third day of that event, because that's their last day being the co-anglers, that's their championship day where the champion is crowned. And he was, I believe, he came in to that, Terry Chapman was his name for North Carolina. He came into that day, I believe, in either sixth or eighth place. And he caught three nice fish behind me. We were jig fishing early that morning. And I told him, I said, Terry, you know, if you can catch one more good bass today, I said, you're going to win your side of this event. And as it turned out, I wound up catching 16 pounds. And he caught his fourth bass. About 30 minutes to go, and I said, have you ever won one of these events before? And he said, no. I said, well, I think you just did. He said, oh, don't say that. You're going to jinx me. I said, well, I really believe you're going to win with those four bass. I said, those four bass are going to weigh around 12 pounds, and that's going to be a really good catch out of the back of one of these guys' boats today.
Boy, you know, you think about it, and how good that makes you feel. You know, not only did you win the event, but the guy that went with you the last day, he too does well and wins the event as well. So, you know, I guess, Mark, we need to shift gears a little bit here. You're getting ready to head to another lake, much like the one you just left, except maybe a little bit more stained. You're going over to Eufaula.
Going to Eufaula, and of course, with the 30-day off limits, I don't know what's going on over there. I've not been there in about a year now since our last trip down there last year. But I suspect that the fish should be moving shallow, should be getting ready to go on to bed. You follow me. It's a great fishery, full of bass, and I suspect there's going to be a ton of fish caught over there. Unless the weather goes haywire, and the long-range forecast, it looks like, at least for the southern U.S., it's springtime. And I was crappie fishing on Lake Washita this afternoon. The crappie are up in 2 feet of water. They're going on the bed, so it looks like the spring is here. So I'm expecting a lot of fish to be caught if you follow real shallow.
Well, one final thing, you fought through this, you won this tournament at Table Rock, but you had the real, real bad cold. Your whole family had a little bit of a cold going on, but you made it through it. And I guess perseverance is what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, Terry, you run on adrenaline, and anyone that's competed in any type of sport knows knows what I'm talking about there, and I know you know very well. But I was very sick the last day of that event. I had a fever and I was coughing and just felt horrible, but I kept taking Advil and trying to keep my fever down and kept fishing and tried to, you know, keep my mind off of how bad I felt. But when it was all over with and I got in the truck driving back home, I'll tell you, I felt pretty terrible.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, you did it the way it needed to be done, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Bassmaster Classic again and maybe an Angler of the Year in your future. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry. You have a great evening.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.